listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. To read today from Malachi chapter 2, verse 1, reading the first 10 verses. And now, O ye priest, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings, yea, I have cursed them already, because you lay it not to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it, And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of my way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? And then also the first two verses of chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. The third verse describes him further. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Let's pray that this will take place, this latter great, glorious blessing, this which will give honor to God, give glory to his name. He told them in the beginning, he says, you lay it not to heart to give glory to my name. And here, in this third chapter, we have the new and living way in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Our Father in heaven, we come to thee through Christ. We come giving thanks in his name. We come asking in his name for the Holy Spirit to be given. He who directed Malachi to write of these things of the present, of the past, and of the future. And Father, thou art a God who knowest our down sitting and uprising, and our thoughts afar off. Also the blessings that have been given, the blessings that are being given, and the blessings that will be given. And we pray, Father, that we might have an understanding of the blessings that are given now, as well as those of the past, that we might truly thank thee for them, that we might use them to thy glory, that we also may pray for those promised that are to come. And we pray, Father, for the Spirit to lead us into all truth, the truth of this word, of all of the word, the Holy Scriptures. And Father, we give thanks for those promises that are given, that we may not fully understand, that we differ on, even in the church, of how they will be fulfilled, when they will be fulfilled, even to whom they will be fulfilled. But Father, we know that they will be fulfilled in thy way to give thee glory. And we pray that we might be taught, even as Daniel was taught earlier in history, to recognize the promises given through Jeremiah, and the promises both of thy judgment and how long it would be, and then that blessing would be given. That we also, from this word, the Holy Scriptures, might recognize those things spoken, written, and that will be fulfilled. The many shells in thy word that will take place, and particularly because of and through Christ. Father, we pray not only for the shells of the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom, the spiritual kingdom, the eternal kingdom. We pray also for the blessings that can be given and are needed for the present time, for the physical blessings, for the blessings in the home, the troubled and broken homes. We pray that thou wilt heal many of them through the mighty power of the gospel. We pray, Father, for the blessings needed in the body, the many that are sick, injured. Pray that thou wilt give healing, and also give teaching through these afflictions, that we may know the brevity of life and the certainty of death. We pray for those in hunger, those homeless, those in sorrow, those in older age. We pray, Father, for thy comfort, for thy leading all through Christ. Amen. As we think of this again, last week we looked at this, and especially we took note that God here, through Malachi, describes himself as the Lord of hosts. We read in that last part of the first verse, the middle part of it, saith the Lord of hosts. That phrase is given 24 times in the prophecy of Malachi, over and over, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of many. Yes, the Lord of all the earth, the Lord of all nations, and the Lord particularly of his people, those that Christ has gathered, is gathering, and will gather, that host that no man can number. And especially, we need to think of that, both for ourselves and others. If we have been brought into the kingdom of God by the new birth, by the call to repent and to believe the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He has come. He was born in Bethlehem those 2,000 years ago. He died in Jerusalem 1,900 and some years ago. And he is our Savior. He is the fulfillment of what God told Adam, Abraham, David, and others. And Malachi, when he is speaking of the messenger that is coming, possibly it could be John the Baptist who will come and precede him and prepare the way. But both did come. Both came according to the prophecy that God gave. Isaiah spoke of John the Baptist coming as preparing the way before the Lord. And he did come and prepare that way. And the call to repent. Now, sadly, as it was then, these priests need to repent at this time. He said, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay at the heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you. Then he speaks of the blessing given through the years. He said in verse 4, and you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, the present time, but also that my commandment might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Then in the 8th verse, but you are departed out of the way, and you have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is Levi? We read through Scripture of the Levites, the descendants of Levi, the son of Jacob, a cruel son. When Jacob was about to die, he called his sons and he says, gather yourselves together that I may tell you what will befall you in the last days. And then he spoke of Reuben, he spoke of others, and he said, Simon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor be not lifted. For in their anger they slew a man, and their self will they dig down a wall. He said, I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Later that was fulfilled with both. Simeon was given an inheritance among Judah, the southern part of all of those tribes and what they inherited and their lot. Simeon the later way south of the rest, sometimes called the northern tribes, the 10 tribes that were there, Simeon being below Judah and then assimilated with Judah and having his inheritance among those of Judah. Levi became one that was one to take care of all of the worship in the tabernacle, to bring in all the offerings. The priests were from the tribe of Levi, Aaron being that first high priest. God giving all of that order at a later time. We don't read much of Levi personally, other than what we can read earlier, what he and Simeon did, and then what Jacob said about them. But later, when they were in the wilderness, God ordained that one of the sons of Levi, Moses being one of that sons, and Aaron his brother, Then God said to Moses, In the wilderness, take thou Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest office, even Aaron, and then Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, Aaron's sons. Then, sadly, two of Aaron's sons took strange fire, and they're called to bring the worship to the Lord in the tabernacle. And the fire of the Lord came and slew them. Then there was only two left, Eleazar and Ithamar, Dathan and Abihu being dead. God saying to Aaron, don't mourn over them. A solemn happening. Then later, after Aaron also sometimes sinned, he made the golden calf when Moses was up in the mount to receive the instructions of the Lord, and he sinned and led Israel to sin. But later there was another good high priest, one of the grandson of Aaron, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar. When Israel again sinned, they sinned with the women of the Mennonites who tempted them, and they committed fornication. When Phinehas saw that, he saw one of the congregation taking a woman in his tent, and he went after them, the man of Israel and the woman, and he killed them. They died, and then the plague was stopped. God said of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, have turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, when he was zealous for my sake among them, and I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. And then listen especially to this, Numbers 25, verse 12, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. That may well be what Malachi is speaking of when he said in the second chapter here, the fifth verse, My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear where he feared me and was afraid before my name. We don't read anything personally of Levi, whether he taught the people or not. After Jacob died, we don't know. We aren't told that. We aren't told till many generations later when Aaron became the priest. And then Aaron's grandson here, Phinehas, who was given that covenant of peace, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. And here God says, My covenant was with him of life and peace. We might say that he was an outstanding priest, jealous for the honor of God, hating sin, dealing with sin. And that's what had taken place. That did not always continue in the house of Levi, in the descendants of Aaron, not even the descendants of Phinehas. There was times when there was again wickedness. There was wickedness after the judges, the wickedness of Eli. His sons were killed. God pronounced judgment on them and said two of them, they're going to die in one day. And so on. Later, in the time of Jeremiah, the priests were wicked. Jeremiah was one of the priests. God called him as a prophet. The rest of his brethren in Anath wanted to kill him. They wanted to smite him on the mouth. Jeremiah was one of the few that stood and heard the word of the Lord and made it known. And as we have been studying that in the recent weeks, God said to Jeremiah, If you stand before me and take away the precious from the vial, then he would be blessed. That was his calling. And Jeremiah was basically alone. The rest of the priests were wicked, like they are here at this time. And then God sent them death, many four different ways of death upon those people. And Jerusalem was burnt, the walls were broken down, the palace was burnt, and a small number were carried away captive to Babylon. After 70 years they returned, and then there was Ezra, also a priest, called a ready scribe, one that taught the ways of the Lord, about 50 years before Malachi. So we have that whole history through those many, many years, from the time of Levi, the time of Aaron, the time of Phinehas, and the time of both wicked and good priest, but now this time, 400 years before the coming of the Lord Jesus, 50 years after the captivity, had again, the captives had returned from Babylon to Jerusalem, Ezra and Nehemiah being there, but now, evidently, once more, wickedness. He said, I will send a curse upon you. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast. The feast that they were leading, the feast that they were supposed to be teaching the people. Verse 7 said, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. We have, as we said last week, we have the word the Lord of hosts given many times. We also have another word that is given here, covenant. In this second chapter, we have it in the fourth verse, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. In the fifth verse again, my covenant was with him of life and peace. We know it was particularly made with Phinehas, the grandson of Aaron. Then again in the eighth verse, but you are departed out of the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. And again the tenth verse, the last verse that we read from that first chapter, it says, by profaning the covenant of our fathers. And then once more, there's covenant is used in a different way. The 14th verse of that same chapter, yet speaking of the wives, he said, she is thy companion, the wife of thy covenant. A covenant that is often broken. And when it is broken, we dealt with it a little bit last week, and probably we'll deal with it more in the future. But God says he hates putting away. If that covenant of marriage is broken, God hates it. Do you know that? Does the church know that? We should, especially the leaders who should know God's word, God's teaching, and how terrible it is if it is today like it was here. It says, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge. We should know the word of God. We should know the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should know what it says in all things, all doctrines, especially in the church, and then as well in the home. And if we don't know that, we will bring a curse on ourselves and others. Preachers will. Yes, preachers. If you don't know that, you may be blind. And Christ said, if the blind lead the blind, they will both fall into the ditch. That's an absolute warning, an absolute statement. They will both fall into the ditch. It makes me fearful. Like God said here, whether it was a Levi or Aaron or Phinehas, we don't know for sure. We know it was true of Phinehas, probably more than his grandfather or his great-great-great-grandfather, Levi. But listen, the fifth verse again of Malachi chapter 2, my covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for fear, wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. What Phinehas saw, he knew God was angry at, and he was. Over 20,000 people were killed by the plague of the Lord because of that sin. And Phinehas, as well as Aaron, his grandfather, stood between the living and the dead, offered a sacrifice so that terrible judgment of God on that awful sin would cease. Yes, he feared before me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. And we have so little of it today. Yes, even in doctrine, we have this word covenant. It's often used. We have the word grace. It's often used in so many different ways. Speaking to a pastor this week, and I wanted to stop and visit him. I had visited him some time ago, and I would like to do that again. It's a blessing. And he says, well, what do you want to talk about? I said, for one thing, I would like to talk about the covenant of grace. Oh, he said, that has caused more division in the church than any other teaching. What a sad thing. Covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham that he would send his son to bless all nations. God made a covenant with Abraham that he would bless him and his seed and give them a land. God made many other covenants with David and others. And God has dealt in grace with all those who will be his children. And then we sometimes put those two together, though they are not together absolutely in the Bible. We have covenant many, many times. We have grace many, many times. But they are there. And here God says, my covenant, my covenant, my covenant. Particularly with Levi. Particularly with the leaders at this time. Sometimes with all the people. Sometimes with all nations. Sometimes particularly with Abraham. Here the covenant made with Levi. Or more particularly, the descendants of Levi. And then one that did stand in the gap in time of sin. One that was willing to punish sin so that the anger of the Lord would be abated. Yes, the anger of the Lord has been there again and again and again. It was there with Adam. He was driven out of the garden. It was there in the time of Noah. He sent a flood. It was there at Sodom and Gomorrah, the time of all the wickedness and the immorality. And he sent fire and brimstone to burn Sodom and the other cities round about. And over, he punished the descendants of Abraham again and again and again, all through history. But he has promises. Promises through the seed of Abraham, which is Christ. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. As I said, that could be John the Baptist. But if Christ is here speaking before me, there's the call to repentance. Before we come to Christ in faith, we must be humbled. We must submit to God. Repentance is to stop fighting against God. Stop thinking we know better, each one of us. Why all the differences? Why all the denominations? Why all the separations? Because we don't want to rightly learn the Word of God together. Have we not all one Father? Have we not all one God created us? Didn't He give us one Bible? One message of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? And I ask as you, as last week, have you believed on Him to the saving of your soul?
For listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise